The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you experiencing grief? Grief is a universal, normal, and natural response to loss. But there can be harmful ways to deal with it. This is 50 Shades of Grief with Melody Gawn. People may tell us to move on and get over our loss. But what if we don't know how to do that? On our program, we'll help you get started and teach you how to process your grief in a healthy and safe way. Now, here is your host, Melody Gawn.
Hello, and welcome to 50 Shades of Grief. I'm your host, Melody Gawn. This program is about grief recovery and so much more. This program is designed to cause a universal heart awakening of wholehearted loving and living. In this safe and sacred space, we'll be exploring the topic of grief in a friendly, intimate, and sometimes humorous way. Each week, you'll hear guests share their stories of how they've journeyed through grief and found their own unique creative expression. Our guests will be as varied as their losses, emotions, and experiences of grief. You'll hear from professionals who have designed programs, written books, and produced films on grief and grief recovery. You'll hear how some of my clients have completed the grief recovery method and through ongoing life coaching have started living the life of their dreams. By hearing the stories of others, you will begin to see that recovering from loss and healing your broken heart is possible. If you like the show, please be sure to let others know by sharing it on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, your blog or website if you have one, email, text, phone, or face-to-face. There are no coincidences in life, only miracles. I believe that you've found 50 Shades of Grief and you're tuning in for a reason. I don't know what that reason is, but I'm happy and grateful you're here. I do believe there's a high probability that you're listening to a show about grief because you or someone you love is suffering from a broken heart right now, and you're in search of resources to help you or a loved one heal your broken heart. The broken heart could be due to death, divorce, or one of the many other losses you might experience in a lifetime. If you've experienced a significant loss, you might feel sad, distracted, confused. I want you to know that it's okay and you're not alone. In our first episode, we provided an introduction to grief, what it is and why we don't like to talk about it. Last week, we talked about the universal truth of grief. Maxwell Adey reminded us that regardless of how young or old you are, who you are, or where you come from, you will experience loss and grief in your life. It's universal. If you haven't listened to the first two episodes, I encourage you to go back and listen. All episodes are recorded and available for download on my website, www.allseasonscoaching.ca, or on Voice America's Empowerment Channel. This week's show is titled Grief, Tools for Life. I'm going to introduce you to a program that I believe provides grief tools for life. I'm also going to spend a bit of time talking about the four stages of grief. The four stages of learning and how you can prepare yourself for learning something new. After our first break, I'll be interviewing an associate grief recovery specialist, Yvonne Racine. Yvonne will share how she uses the grief recovery method in her coaching practice and why she thinks these tools are so important. The grief recovery method will not only give you the tools you need to heal your broken heart and feel emotionally complete right now, it will provide you with tools that you will use for life. Once you learn how to process your emotions using the grief recovery method, you won't have to wait to feel better. Anytime you experience loss, you'll be able to use these tools. Once you learn how to apply them, they're yours for life. The grief recovery method has been developed by John W. James and Russell Friedman, founders of the Grief Recovery Institute and authors of the Grief Recovery Handbook. John and Russell have been working with grievers for more than 30 years. They've served as consultants to thousands of bereavement professionals, and they provide grief recovery seminars and certification programs throughout the United States and Canada. Incomplete recovery from grief can have a lifelong negative effect on your capacity for happiness. By drawing from their own histories as well as from all the work they've done with others, John and Russell have developed a program that will show you how it is possible to recover from grief and regain energy, spontaneity, and experience the joy of living. The Grief Recovery Handbook offers grievers the specific action steps needed to move beyond loss of any kind. You'll receive a copy of the handbook when you participate in a workshop, or you can purchase a copy of the book from the griefrecoverymethod.com website or from Amazon. It's said that people who have a plan survive. I say people who have tools and a plan live. The Grief Recovery Method provides practical tools along with a detailed action plan for recovery. The great thing about the tools is once you learn them, they become a part of who you are and how you deal with loss. You'll find that you'll be able to apply the tools to all loss events as they occur versus having to deal with them later or not at all. I love the way the universe works. As I was starting to think about the content for this episode, I received an email from one of my workshop participants. I'm going to share her story tonight. This story highlights how the tools from the Grief Recovery Method really are tools for life. These tools are not something you learn over a weekend and then put them on the shelf and forget about them. These are tools that you learn and use to apply during a 7-week individual program or an 8-week group program. These really are tools for life. Here's her story. It's been a turbulent past few days for me. Sunday was one of the more disappointing days of my life. It started off as a lovely morning at our bed and breakfast in the heart of New Orleans. My husband and I ate a leisurely breakfast and excitedly packed our bags in preparation of boarding our cruise ship in the port of New Orleans. Here we would start an epic 12-day cruise from New Orleans down the Mississippi River, down to the Caribbean, and up to Boston. The pre-baby trip of a lifetime. I'm now 29 weeks pregnant. In line to check in, we were given a form with 5 medical questions, one asking if I was pregnant beyond 24 weeks. Yes or no, simple question that I immediately answered yes. Any guesses where this story's leading? After much commotion, the head of the cruise line came on and told us that we were being denied boarding and would not be cruising due to a strict 24-week pregnancy policy. Wow, my heart sank. I burst into tears as my husband and I both absorbed the shock. After many hours of waiting for our luggage to be taken off the ship, we were back at our bed and breakfast from the previous day. We were both exhausted and so sad and disappointed. After a sleepless night and getting out of bed stressed and sad, I decided to meditate and go for a nice long walk to clear my head. I forced myself to count my so many incredible blessings and enjoy the amazing streets I had the opportunity to walk along. Things like my ability to walk, carry a baby in my belly, my career and my business I love so much, all came to mind, and I started to feel more and more happy and optimistic about the day and the future. I got back to our bed and breakfast and started making plans for an altered trip. Our flight home from Boston was 2 weeks away. After entering our room to a very dejected and sad husband and telling him it was okay to be sad and mourn the loss of a much-anticipated trip, thanks to Melody for teaching me this still underdeveloped skill that I'm working on, I proceeded to quickly get annoyed with my husband for not jumping on board with my hopeful attitude and exciting road trip plans. He was still sad about the cruise. We worked through it, spent a nice day in New Orleans, relaxing in a nearby park, and mutually decided that flying back to Calgary was not the best choice. We agreed we could both be excited about an open road trip from New Orleans to Boston. Many neat sights to see that we probably would never see in our lifetime if this hadn't happened. My client was sharing with her friends, family, and fitness clients that although she feels the skill is still underdeveloped, she was able to turn to the tools that she had learned during the Grief Recovery Method workshop to process her grief in the moment and support her husband in processing his. One of the key aspects of the grief recovery method is to identify your old ways of being, your coping mechanisms, and the strategies you've developed in order to survive significant loss events. My client's story confirms that it is possible to learn new ways of dealing with significant life events as well as a loss of hopes and dreams. In order to change your actions, you have to go back to your thoughts and your emotions. What are you thinking and what are you feeling? Why is it important to identify what you're thinking and feeling? Thoughts and feelings are the antecedents to your actions. In other words, your thoughts and feelings determine what actions you will take. When you're operating from a place of incomplete or unresolved emotions, you're reacting. When you're operating from a place of emotional completeness, you are responding. Think for a moment about how you act when you're feeling happy and joyful versus when you are sad and sorrowful. These feelings can be triggered by your thoughts and lead to very different actions. The actions can be an emotionally charged reaction or an emotionally neutral response. Your historical ways of coping lead to your current ways of surviving. When you recognize that what you've been doing isn't working, then you start to look for new ways of doing things. A significant life event will often trigger the search for new ways of doing things. I'm guessing that's why you're here listening. How do you unlearn what you've learned in order to learn something new? First, you have to become aware of what you're doing, and then you have to be willing to do something different. You need to start by identifying the patterns and beliefs you've developed as a way of coping, surviving, and avoiding or suppressing your pain. As Maxwell Adey acknowledged last week, these ways of coping are developed in your early childhood years. You take your cues from the people around you, family, friends, teachers, clergy, and the media. Much of what you've been taught about recovering from a significant loss event is not natural or healthy. Last week, I had a coaching call with my mentor coach. We connect once a month to share what we're doing and to support each other to bring our best selves forward in the coaching community. During the call, I was telling him about this exciting new experience of becoming a radio talk show host, and he reminded me that I'm in a state of conscious incompetence. This is a place where we're learning something new, and mistakes will happen. It's when we have to think about what we're doing. There's four stages to learning. They're unconscious incompetence, conscious incompetence, conscious competence, and unconscious competence. The space that my client was working in is the conscious competence. So although she was denied access to the ship, she had a tool that she accessed, and she was able to process her grief and then help her husband process his. My client reached into her toolkit, and although it didn't feel perfect or natural yet, she successfully applied the tools she had learned by participating in the grief recovery method. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Yvonne Racine, Certified Grief Recovery Specialist with the Grief Recovery Institute. We'll continue our conversation about the grief recovery method, Tools for Life.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you experienced loss, either recent or long ago? Are you trying to escape from your emotional pain by self-medicating, overeating, overdrinking, oversleeping, or overspending? Do you feel stuck? Do you wonder what your life would be like if you could just figure out what your purpose is? All Seasons Coaching recognizes the fundamental truth that we can't love and live without experiencing loss and grief. We are all here to learn how to embrace pain and darkness and restore joy and light as gracefully as nature accepts change. All Seasons Coaching offers a variety of tools, workshops, and coaching services designed to facilitate a myriad of grief experiences and life transitions. It takes a willingness to do something different than you've done before to learn how to let go in order to love and live fully If you or someone you know struggle to enjoy life due to painful memories of loss and you don't know what to do about it, go to www.allseasonscoaching.ca to see how you can learn to let go and experience the joy of living.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to 50 Shades of Grief with Melody Dawn. She'd love to hear from you. Send her an email to melody@allseasonscoaching.ca. Again, that's melody@allseasonscoaching.ca. Now, back to 50 Shades of Grief.
Welcome back to our third episode of 50 Shades of Grief. In this episode, we're talking about the grief recovery method, grief tools for life. Joining us this evening is Yvonne Racine. Like me, Yvonne is a certified grief recovery specialist with the Grief Recovery Institute and a certified life coach. And like I do, Yvonne uses the grief recovery method as one of her many tools in her coaching practice. Yvonne has 25 years of experience in the field of personal development and loves working with people to help them deal authentically with change and grief so that they can move beyond their losses. We're very much aligned in that way. Mm-hmm. Hi, Yvonne, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Melody. I'm glad to be here.
I think we both agree that we don't really get over losses, but rather losses become a part of who we are. And I think the idea of integrating a loss or significant change into our life is a much healthier way of looking at the work of the grief recovery, as opposed to any idea that we're getting over it. I wonder if you would share a couple of your significant losses and how completing the grief recovery method has helped you integrate those losses into your life.
Sure. I'll tell you, the loss that really sent me reeling, and it was actually many years before I found the grief recovery method, was actually when I shut down a company that I had started and had operated for 8 years, and I was so identified with. You know, even my nickname was the company name. So when I lost that, it really sent me into a really deep, dark place. Even though I was absolutely in denial of being there, in the sense that, you know, here I was having to start over. But I kept saying, oh, I'm young. I can just start over again. And I kind of kept moving, except I was totally ineffective. You know, I got into drinking and, you know, trying to avoid anything, and I was just a mess, to be honest. And it was actually that sent me on the journey to personal development. It wasn't until, like I say, years later that I found the grief recovery method. And even at that, having done all kinds of work dealing with this loss and, of course, many of my other losses, when I found the grief recovery method and worked through that, I found that there were still so many things that I had not expressed, that I had not really resolved in my heart, even after doing years and years of work on it. So even though it was a long time later, I found the grief recovery method really helped me to complete on a lot of the things that I had not been complete with.
It's interesting, too, because people wouldn't necessarily relate shutting down a business to a grief experience.
No, but it was a major one. But, you know, it was a major one because I had ignored several before that. because I had been married and divorced twice by that time. You know, when I was very small, my dad left, you know, left the family. So that was really my first, you know, major loss. But, you know, like everyone else, especially in my era, we were not taught anything about how to, you know, acknowledge any of the loss, right?
Mm-hmm. And so the losses were stacking up on you.
They definitely stacked up on me. So that was why when that one finally came along, it just, all of the ones from before that were pushing me to do something. You know, so there's always that event that sort of sends us into another space where we need to finally do something about it. And that was the one for me.
And that's what I said earlier, that it takes some time to integrate the loss, and also a significant loss event will also often trigger us into that self-discovery space, that thing where we're looking for something.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, we can drift along for a long time just sort of surviving. You know, not really thriving, not really happy, just sort of going along. And then, you know, sometimes these events really are gifts in disguise.
So how have things changed for you since you completed the program?
Well, I'm certainly a lot more grounded in not just my desire, but my ability to really, you know, keep running my own business and really seeing my own value, because I think a lot of that had been undermined in some of the experiences I had, because a few years after I had shut down my company, I actually moved to Calgary, and I went to work for actually a personal development company that had a really, really negative experience early on in my career there, and it sent me into, you know, a real tailspin around everything. But, you know, it was really about being able to see that as an impetus to say, okay, it's okay, you can still do this. Because I was really reluctant, you know, to have my own company again and do my own thing.
And what was the reluctance?
Taking the risk. And, even though I had to declare bankruptcy for my company, I didn't have to do that personally. But I was not very willing to put myself out there and take that kind of risk again.
And so was that in part because the previous one was not complete for you?
Right. I hadn't really kind of made peace with that. So that's what, with doing the grief recovery method, I really was able to, you know, see all those places and see the decisions I made that were not supportive of me, you know, really flourishing now in my business. And actually, since then, my business just keeps growing. Mm-hmm. So it's been kind of a freeing, it's kind of hard to explain, it's sort of freeing and heart-opening and more willing to take risks, because I can see the thoughts that I had that were really not in alignment with doing what I wanted to do. And so now I'm able to move through that and beyond it.
So all of that came out of the grief recovery method?
No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
Because grief recovery method came sort of at the end of that, but the grief recovery method helped me to complete on a lot of stuff that I'd started working on and had done some work on. But that was the kind of the beauty of it, because I went to the grief recovery method because I work a lot with grieving families, because I'm also a life celebrant. So I do a lot of funerals, memorial services, and celebrations of life. And it was that sent me looking for some way to support the people I work with. So it was a real surprise to me that it was able to still help me move through some things that I wasn't complete with.
That's funny. I shared the same thing during the first episode, that I had gone to a different grief coaching workshop, which then led me to this grief recovery method. But at the other grief coaching workshop, I went naively thinking that I would pick up a tool or two for my clients and not thinking that I would process something of my own.
Yeah. There's always something in it for us, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah. Because so, really the truth is we face loss, you know, almost on a daily basis in some way, shape, or form.
We do, don't we? Anytime there is a change, any life transition represents a loss of some sort. And people don't associate the grief with that. So when you talk about grief, people immediately go to death or divorce, and then they don't want to talk about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we really realize completely how much we're affected by change, you know, it would sure make it a lot easier to deal with. And it does for me because I can, you know, and the people that I work with, I can really see what a difference it's made for them and their ability to connect with people and to, you know, communicate differently about what's going on for them. It really helps in relationship.
Yes, that's a big benefit that I see. One of the things that I've seen is a deepened or reconnecting with compassion and empathy for others. So once people move through their own experience, they're able to see it for others and how they might be feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've talked about the whole, you know, a significant life event launching us on this path of self-discovery. And you've revealed how you had to go back and look at some of the things that you were doing. People can be reluctant to revisit old emotional wounds. So why do you think we have to dig around in the past? Shouldn't we be able to just focus on the future?
Yeah, boy, wouldn't that be nice. Well, you know, the reason that we need to, as far as I'm concerned, we need to dig around the past in order to uncover some of the things that we still haven't completed on is exactly that. Because the things from the past that are not complete, the unresolved pain and issues from loss, really affects everything that we do today and going forward, because when it's not resolved, it tends to be projected onto what's going on today, even though it may not have anything to do with it. Like I was talking about the reluctance to take a chance financially. You know, that's a projection from the past. I have no idea what's going to happen in the future. But as long as I'm projecting my past onto the future, I'm limiting myself. And so I have to go back and deal with that. And that's really been, you know, a huge gift for me. And actually an analogy that I really like that really applies to this, it's like the idea of when you want to, shoot an arrow. You can't just kind of start where you are to shoot the arrow. You have to pull the arrow back. You have to pull and create tension in the bow, and then you loose the arrow, and then it finds its mark. But if we don't pull it back, it's not going to go anywhere. It'll just fall on the ground. And really, that's kind of a good analogy for this, you know, this idea of going back and what is it that's happened that I'm still not finished with that's affecting me today? And when we can deal with that, then we can be present to what's here, what's now, and move forward.
That's an awesome analogy. I really like that. It's, in the coaching that we do too, we ask people to take that 5,000-foot view, right? Pull yourself back out of the situation, look at what's going on so that you can move forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's great. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll continue our conversation about the grief tools for life.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you experienced loss, either recent or long ago? Are you trying to escape from your emotional pain by self-medicating, overeating, overdrinking, oversleeping, or overspending? Do you feel stuck? Do you wonder what your life would be like if you could just figure out what your purpose is? All Seasons Coaching recognizes the fundamental truth that we can't love and live without experiencing loss and grief. We are all here to learn how to embrace pain and darkness and restore joy and light as gracefully as nature accepts change. All Seasons Coaching offers a variety of tools, workshops, and coaching services designed to facilitate a myriad of grief experiences and life transitions. It takes a willingness to do something different than you've done before to learn how to let go in order to love and live fully. If you or someone you know struggle to enjoy life due to painful memories of loss and you don't know what to do about it, go to www.allseasonscoaching.ca to see how you can learn to let go and experience the joy of living.
Live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Get motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
You are listening to 50 Shades of Grief with Melody Dawn. She'd love to hear from you. Send her an email to melody@allseasonscoaching.ca. Again, that's melody@allseasonscoaching.ca. Now, back to 50 Shades of Grief.
Welcome back to our third episode of 50 Shades of Grief. In this episode, we're talking about the grief recovery method, grief tools for life. Joining us this evening is Yvonne Racine. Yvonne, what do you feel is the most important aspect of the grief recovery process?
Well, there are actually several things. The first is that it is actually a process. Like you start, the way that it's been laid out is really what I would consider elegant, because you start looking at sort of the broader picture around your beliefs and all of that, and then, you know, looking at your whole history around loss, I think, is so important, because so often we come with the idea, well, it's about this loss, you know, something's happened and I've either had a divorce or somebody close to me has died. But, you know, so often the grief that we have to deal with is rooted way back, you know, often with our parents or, you know, things from childhood. So the way that the whole process is designed really opens the door to dealing with, you know, our whole history of grief, which I think is a really, like I say, an elegant process and really important.
Yeah, it really does flow. It kind of takes you from that early stage of who you were, and it takes you to who you became, and then who you want to be, right? And I think you mentioned it earlier, it empowers you to do the things that you know you can do and the things that you've wanted to do, but for some reason something's been in your way.
Yeah, some idea, something that's been left undone that still keeps coming up whenever there's a step to be taken, right?
Mm-hmm. I like to call that our story. We often get stuck in our grief story or just our life story, the things that we say we can't do for a certain reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we've both agreed that we need to be gentle with ourselves and others who are struggling. And people have to be ready, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You've shared with me that self-compassion is an essential part of the grief recovery process. And could you say more about that?
Well, you know, I'm sure you've noticed this too. When we start looking at some of the things that have happened and the ways that we've reacted to it, some of it isn't pretty. You know, there's pain, sometimes there's shame, you know, just feeling bad about ourselves, and when we start rooting around in there, all those things can come up. And if we don't have a place in ourselves and, you know, with the people that we're working with, where it's really about being compassionate and gentle with ourselves, we can really end up being pretty hard on ourselves, which is not a healing process. You know, I think most of us are pretty used to being fairly harsh with ourselves, and one of the things that I've really learned in my many years in this journey is self-compassion is really essential if we're going to experience real healing on mm-hmm. any level.
Yeah, I think we often get stuck in telling ourselves that we shouldn't be feeling what we're feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we shouldn't have done what we did. And, you know, all of that stuff, right?
We're shouldn't on ourselves all the time.
Oh, well, yeah, we sure are. Yeah, so it's a really important part of the process, and that's why I like the working with the groups or even one-on-one, because it's you know, I can model that for people. You know, I think when people are just trying to do it on their own and reading the book, I mean, it's great. It's sure better than nothing. But, you know, sometimes we need that container to help us to get to that place of self-compassion, too.
Mm-hmm. And you and I can both hold the space for others, right? We can hold that
exactly.
safe, sacred space for them to do their work and make it be okay.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. It's really important because we need safety, because when we're dealing in pain, and the truth is when we go on this journey, there's going to be pain brought up. You know, that's what we've been running away from. And we need that place where it's safe to do that, and we can feel the compassion and learn to have compassion for ourselves in the middle of it.
Yeah, I think people don't realize that it actually takes more energy to suppress the emotions than it does to release them. It can be scary and painful for sure, but once the emotions are gone, then we have that clean slate and we can start creating something new for ourselves.
Absolutely. And even though the emotions, there, all these emotions will come up again, you know, different ways, different times, when we know what to do with them, when we're not suppressing them, they move through us. You know, there's kind of this grace that happens where we can be present to those feelings. We know they're not going to kill us. We're okay. And then they just, you know, kind of move through. They don't hang around forever, and we're not fighting with them and, you know, wasting all our energy on that.
Yeah. I shared a story earlier in the show from my client who was supposed to go on a cruise with her husband, and she's been through the grief recovery method, and they were denied boarding the cruise because she was 29 weeks pregnant, so over the 25 weeks. And I could tell in her story that she was a little bit impatient with her husband because he wasn't processing his grief around the trip as quickly as she was.
Yeah.
But then I know her, and I know she was able to step back and say, okay, so I, you know, I've done my work now. I have to let him do his. And because of the tools that she had, she was able to help him get through it. And then they decided on an alternate plan, and they were able to carry on. So it all moved quite quickly for them, where in the past it could have been something that even could become a relationship breaker.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, we will still, you know, have our reactions. But when we, you know, when we're self-aware and we know what's going on, we know how to get through it, we can shift it really quickly. It makes a huge difference in a relationship.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? We, you know, you can't change others, but you can change your reaction, which changes their reaction, which then it makes it seem like they've changed, right?
Yep.
But we hold the control of our emotions.
Yeah. And whatever they do, if we create a space where it's okay for them to be where they are, and we can be okay where we are, then, yeah, things move, things change, for sure.
That takes some effort, though, doesn't it, to be able to be with someone's emotions and just let them be.
Yeah, yeah. But that's one of the things, some of the feedback that I have gotten from people is that they, you know, once they've done this and learned to deal with their own feelings in a better way and are able to move through that, they can be present to other people much better than they ever could before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another huge benefit.
It's a beautiful benefit, isn't it? Because we're opening hearts all around by people healing their own hearts.
Yeah.
That's why I love doing it.
Me too.
Can you tell us a little bit about who your clients are, the demographics, types of losses, any themes that you've seen emerge?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's quite varied, although I have to say that most of my clients have been women, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I have had some men, but not nearly, you know, like a very small percentage compared to the number of women I have.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are a little bit, you know, they don't tend to be really young. You know, the demographics would be usually, you know, 40 plus. The types of losses are really varied. Some come because of divorce. I've had, you know, quite a few people come because of divorce. Some have come because of a death, of course. And, you know, I've had a lot of people come because they just know that their life feels limited, and it's not really been because of any one particular loss. They just kind of know that there's this accumulation of stuff and their life is shrinking. You know, it's getting smaller and smaller. So that's another you know, kind of a big demographic as far as people that come, as people that just recognize that, yeah, you know, I just need to clean up some stuff from my life. It's not even because of a particular loss. But I would say divorce is a big one, and of course, death. I've had some for pet loss as well. Mm-hmm. Lots of different reasons.
Yeah, well, that emotional baggage that we carry gets pretty heavy at a certain point in life, doesn't it?
It
we
does.
No longer have the carry-on. We've got the full suitcase.
Yeah, they're starting to charge a lot for that stuff.
They are charging a lot, right? Costs us our livelihood.
Yeah, you bet. It's really quite varied.
That's interesting. So you're in Edmonton, and I'm in Calgary, and my clients have been from ages 21 to 65.
Yeah.
Like you said, not very many men, majority women. Something that I find the women who come because of relationship breakdown, once they've been, they want their husband or their ex-partner to come.
Yeah.
So referrals are big. Once people go through the process and understand it, then they want to share it with others.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I certainly find. Yeah, you know, I think we, you know, sometimes attract people. I'm over 60 now, so I tend to attract people who are closer to my age, mm-hmm. which I think is quite normal. You know, I have had some under 30, but, you know, most of them are older than that. And I find that that's when it starts accumulating, too. After 40, we really start feeling more of the accumulation of loss as well.
Sure. I've done a little exploration in that space, and I'm curious about the whole midlife crisis thing, and is it a midlife crisis, or is it a midpoint of self-exploration, right? Because that midpoint is when we start to experience more losses. You know, we might lose parents at that point, grandparents, sometimes even family members. And I think that those losses cause us to start looking at what our life is and what it's about.
Yeah. And often what I notice, too, around the midlife thing is that a lot of it is about our hopes, dreams, and expectations that didn't come to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you start looking, well, okay, so I thought at this point I would be, you know, have all these kids, grandchildren, I'd have this kind of career or whatever the case may be. And when we find that we're not there, that often will send us, on that search as well.
Sure. Yeah. And it's a search for something deeper, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Meaning. Something more authentic.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, we're going to go to another commercial break and then we'll come back and continue our conversation.
You bet.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you experienced loss, either recent or long ago? Are you trying to escape from your emotional pain by self-medicating, overeating, overdrinking, oversleeping, or overspending? Do you feel stuck? Do you wonder what your life would be like if you could just figure out what your purpose is? All Seasons Coaching recognizes the fundamental truth that we can't love and live without experiencing loss and grief. We are all here to learn how to embrace pain and darkness and restore joy and light as gracefully as nature accepts change. All Seasons Coaching offers a variety of tools, workshops, and coaching services designed to facilitate a myriad of grief experiences and life transitions. It takes a willingness to do something different than you've done before to learn how to let go in order to love and live fully. If you or someone you know struggle to enjoy life due to painful memories of loss and you don't know what to do about it, go to www.allseasonscoaching.ca to see how you can learn to let go and experience the joy of living.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches, ready to share success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Hear about personal growth, building a better business, inspirational life stories, and personal branding. You'll find it every day at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to 50 Shades of Grief with Melody Dawn. She'd love to hear from you. Send her an email to melody@allseasonscoaching.ca. Again, that's melody@allseasonscoaching.ca. Now, back to 50 Shades of Grief.
Welcome back to our third episode of 50 Shades of Grief. In this episode, we're talking about the grief recovery method and tools for life. And joining us this evening is Yvonne. Yvonne, the time's gone so quickly already. You had so much wonderful information to share with us and your experience. And I know that you have a grief recovery workshop coming up in Edmonton this week, right?
Yeah, actually my next 8-week group series is starting this Thursday at 7 o'clock. So, yeah.
So people in the Edmonton area, if they wanted to register, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, they can certainly call me, but the best thing would probably be to go to my website, which is YvonneRacine.com. Do you want me to give you my phone number? I can give you that, too.
If you want to give it, you can, yeah.
Sure. Sure, my number is 780-913-6466. And, you know, we were talking in the break that as to whether I still have room. And I, one of the things I like about this process is that the way it's designed, every week you break up into small groups so you can have a large group and still have that personal experience. So it's very cool.
Yeah, it is a nice design, isn't it?
It is.
Is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners before you go? Any words of wisdom that you would offer?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is what we talked about earlier. Be kind to yourself. Find a way to work through whatever it is that might be limiting you, because there are lots of ways to do it. This is one way, and this is one way I really highly recommend. But, you know, we don't need to suppress that stuff. There are places that we can go. There are people we can work with to really help us move through these things so we can really live life again. Doesn't matter how old we are or how young we are. You know, life is still right here waiting for us. So do what you need to do. Step into life. Be kind to yourself along the way.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for joining us, and it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show. I love how we're working together to spread the message and how we are causing a universal heart awakening of wholehearted loving and living. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Melody, and thank you for all the work you do. This is great. Take care.
Thanks, you too. At the beginning of the show, I spoke about our thoughts and our emotions and how they're the antecedents to our actions and behaviors. And I introduced you to the four stages of learning: unconscious incompetence, conscious incompetence, conscious competence, and unconscious competence. It's a mouthful. The whole idea being that any new skill takes time and effort to learn, but once you learn it and you practice it, it becomes a part of who you are and what you do. In order to do something different than you've done before, you do have to learn what you've been doing and why you've been doing it. You have to first identify what you do unconsciously and then be willing to learn something new and practice it until it becomes the new thing that you can do. Once you're equipped with the tools from the grief recovery method, you'll be able to work through other losses that you've experienced in your past and the losses that you will certainly experience in the future. The most commonly used coping strategy is to try and ignore and suppress our thoughts and emotions. But as Yvonne mentioned, this simply doesn't work. In fact, ignoring unpleasant thoughts and emotions will have an adverse effect, causing an increase in their intensity and frequency, which then causes us to lose vitality. Rather than suppress your emotions, you need to acknowledge that they're real, whether you or others think they're justifiable or not. There's nothing wrong with you. You feel the way you feel for a reason. No amount of pushing your feelings away or rationalizing them by saying you shouldn't feel this way is going to help you recover from your grief. In fact, doing this will only amplify the situation. It's your response to your emotions that gets you into trouble. How long have you been dealing with your emotions? Trying to rationalize away your pain? 10 months or 10 years? Could it be that your standard strategy isn't working? Do you think avoiding or ignoring your emotions is working, or is it actually contributing to the problem? The strategy to deal with your emotions is to acknowledge that they're there, then to take action steps to become emotionally complete. The trick to dealing with your emotions is to let them flow through you. When you do this, you'll see that the energy of the emotions dissipates and the painful grip that the emotions have on your heart will subside. This is what we mean when we say you have to travel through grief versus trying to get over it. Traveling through the experience means exactly that, experiencing your emotions. Trying to intellectualize your experience and convince yourself you're over it will set you up for continued emotional pain. I'd like you to try this exercise throughout the next week. First, acknowledge your emotions. I notice I'm feeling sad right now. Then, acknowledge what you were thinking. I notice I was thinking about the time my dad bought me a new bike and I didn't thank him. I wish I could tell him how excited I was the first time I saw my bike and how much I appreciated this unexpected gift. Then notice that your emotions are triggered by an incomplete emotional communication. Something that you wish you had said but didn't. Something you wish was better, different, or more. When you do this exercise, you'll reveal for yourself where you are emotionally incomplete. The grief recovery method is an interactive workshop that provides a safe place to examine what you've been taught about loss, to explore your beliefs about grief, and will guide you through a specific set of actions that will enable you to move forward in your life. It will teach you how to open your heart to wholehearted, loving, and living. Anyone who suffers from grief, no matter what the loss, can learn how to successfully apply these tools. So if you've experienced loss, you're suffering from a broken heart, and you want to feel better, this workshop is for you. Although there are no stages or feelings that every single griever will experience, there are some common symptoms of grief. In general, a wish for things to be better, different, or more identifies unresolved grief. Do you relate to any of these? Do you feel tired? Do you feel emotionally drained? Do you pretend to be happy? Do you isolate yourself? Do you avoid social gatherings? Have your eating or sleeping patterns changed? Do fond memories of your loved one turn painful? If you answered yes to any of these, you are likely experiencing unresolved grief. Most of what you've tried hasn't worked because it's not natural or healthy. Most programs will try to have you intellectualize your experience and rationalize your thinking. We recognize that grief is normal and natural. It's not pathological, and it's not a personality disorder. But society does say there's something wrong with you if you aren't happy all the time. Society wants us to seek pleasure and avoid pain. The grief recovery method will show you how to identify past losses, find out what's incomplete, and teach you how to complete those losses so you can go on to lead an emotionally complete and happy life. The grief recovery method has been proven to work for 35 years. And as Yvonne mentioned, it's one way. It's not the only way, but it's a proven way. It gives you the tools you need to recover from loss, no matter how long ago it occurred. But you have to take action. You can take your first action right now by visiting my website, allseasonscoaching.ca, to register for my upcoming workshop that starts the middle of May in Calgary. Or you can go to Yvonne's website and register for her workshop in Edmonton. Or if you're not in Calgary or Edmonton, you can visit thegriefrecoverymethod.com and find a workshop in your area. Next week, you'll get to hear the powerful story of how my youngest client, 21 years old at the time, learned to heal his broken heart. He didn't wait 10, 20, or 30 years. He did it when he was just starting to live his life. By completing the grief recovery method, he made his life's dream come true, and he's now a professional hockey player. Until next week, from my heart to yours, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for joining us this week. 50 Shades of Grief with your host, Melody Dawn, can be heard live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Please tune in next week to learn more.